Hey there, awesome listeners. It's your girl Nova Lane, back with another dose of real talk about conquering those pesky foreign habits that have us all hooked like a bad reality TV show. Today, we're diving deep into the sneaky connection between your phone usage and your daily routine. Ever feel like your phone dictates your day? Like you're constantly reacting to notifications instead of actually living your life? You know that feeling when you wake up and instantly reach for your phone before even stretching your legs? Well, my friends, let me tell you, you're not alone. We've all been there. That little buzzing in our pocket becomes the ultimate siren song, pulling us back into the digital abyss every few minutes. But here's the thing. Our phones aren't inherently evil gadgets. They're incredible tools with so much potential. The problem arises when they start hijacking our precious time and energy, leaving us feeling frazzled, unfocused, and like we're barely keeping up. So, what can we do about it? Buckle up, because I am about to spill the tea on 5 key takeaways that will help you understand this powerful connection and reclaim control over your day. Firstly, think of your phone as a magnifying glass for your habits. It amplifies everything you already do, whether good or bad. If you're prone to procrastination, then endless scrolling becomes your new best friend. But if you're already disciplined and motivated, boom, it can become your ultimate productivity powerhouse. Secondly, remember that phone use isn't just about mindless scrolling. It's deeply intertwined with our emotions. That dopamine rush from a notification? Yeah, it's designed to keep us hooked. We get a quick burst of happiness or validation, but then crave more, leading to a cycle of dependence. So, next time you reach for your phone out of boredom or sadness, pause for a second and ask yourself, what else could I be doing that would truly nourish my soul? Thirdly, pay attention to the times of day when you find yourself most glued to your phone. Is it early morning, late at night, during boring meetings, or maybe even during meals with loved ones? Identifying those triggers is crucial because it allows us to proactively address them and create healthier routines. Maybe try setting phone-free zones in your home or designated digital detox periods throughout the day. Fourthly, remember that real life is happening beyond the screen. There are countless amazing things to experience, from engaging conversations with friends and family to immersing yourself in a good book, taking a walk in nature, or simply enjoying the stillness of a quiet moment. Don't let your phone steal those precious experiences. Make a conscious effort to disconnect regularly and savor the richness of the physical world. Finally, don't be afraid to experiment with different strategies until you find what works best for you. There are tons of apps and resources available that can help track your screen time, block distracting websites, or even set reminders to take breaks. Remember, this isn't about becoming a Luddite, it's about using technology mindfully and intentionally so that it enhances our lives rather than controls them. Let me tell you about Sarah, a friend of mine who struggled with constantly checking her phone during meals. She felt like she was missing out on connecting with her loved ones because she was too busy scrolling through social media. So, what did she do? Sarah decided to leave her phone in another room during dinner time. It was tough at first, but she started noticing a huge difference. They'd actually had more meaningful conversations and enjoyed each other's company without the distraction of their devices. So there you have it, folks, 5 powerful takeaways to help you understand that vital connection between your phone use and your daily routine. Remember, you're not just passively scrolling through life, you're actively shaping it with every tap and swipe. Take control, set boundaries, and reclaim your time. As always, I encourage you to share your thoughts, stories, and tips in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And remember, your phone is a tool, not your boss. Use it wisely, use it intentionally, and don't forget to live your best life beyond the screen. Until next time, stay awesome and keep those phones in check.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.